30 years ago, a group of local musicians who share a love of early music made Renaissance bands new. Now, the artistic directors of Pifero give Merity Duddleston a glimpse of their musical roots.
Around the time Michelangelo was painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel in Vatican City, musicians playing the wind instruments of old serenaded the residents of Rome. The players were distinguished by a common last name, Pifero.
It was sort of the surname for a wind player. So if you were a wind player and a professional wind player, you might be known as Roberto Pifero, Robert the Wind Player.
Bob Wimkin is a co-director of the Philadelphia-based Renaissance band Pifero. The seven core musicians play an astonishing array of early instruments. There are shawms and dulcians, the ancestors of oboes and bassoons. A sense of discovery accompanies these sounds, and seeing their music as it was originally written is like finding treasure.
There is a manuscript of great importance for wind players that is housed in a collegiate church in a town called Lerma.
Pifero co-director Joan Kimball says the rare manuscript was found in an organ chest over 50 years ago. On a recent trip to Spain, the two traveled to the little town to see it.
We had the privilege of being able to actually look at and turn the pages of this manuscript, which is in a very clear, readable hand.
Pifero has played selections from it before. There's a transcription, but it's not on the internet. And for those who stay close to authenticity, the original can be magical.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.